spring.
Going to be.
I walked here for the first time, but sweaty. My name is Jean Lane. I'm with my son Luke, and we have had a safe and sane for the last 8 years. My two other boys, Caleb and Joel, and my husband is in Ireland at the moment. For those of you who don't know me, we've been here, as you say, the last 8 years. I have two children, with special needs. One is Luke, and my other son is Caleb, who has muscular dystrophy, and my son Joel in the middle, who probably more trouble than the last of us. Anyway, normal, what you say. But we both played in Spain originally for Caleb, my son, just in somewhere in the heat. I won't. It's a long story. But most of the people here know Caleb, and he is made PG. Again, you can go onto his website, it's CalebLane.com. But he writes his own music, and even though he's in a wheelchair and he can't move at all, his brain is perfect, and his voice, and I'm still even here on that. But just, again, would you keep him in prayer? My business adventure starting next Wednesday for the first time, because Caleb can't fly because his heart is weak. He can't fly anymore for the last 4 years. So my husband is driving from Cork to Rosslare, both from Rosslare to Fishguard, driving to Plymouth. Members to Santander and Santander to Mataran from the 14th to the 16th with Caleb in a van with no air conditioning. So this is the first time we've done this, but he's really quite a sentimental journey to Caleb because he really wants to go out. Sorry, he's great memories up here.
Yes.
So that's one thing. My other son Joel is 18, he's in New York and got a two-month internship at Times Square Church. People may be familiar with David Wilkerson. He's just doing the music there and working with senior people, and you can't say old age or an old folks in America, it's senior, they get very odd. So you're at least doing this and being with them in the nursing home. And my other son Luke is 16 and just his news, he got baptized in water a couple of months ago. And just, I just wanted to bring this word encouragement. I just felt something that's just about my family, my husband then, who's brilliant, who has stuck with us all the way and just is doing this for Caleb because, again, his lifespan is actually 4 years, roughly over his lifespan. Generally, he passed away by 17, but God has given him 4 years, and we just want to make him the best, and this is like a full circle for him coming back to faith. It's just a word in Peter. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flowers thereof fall away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And if Andrew didn't mind,
you just carry on.
All right. It was just something I felt very encouraged about recently. You know, it says all flesh is grass, and obviously, I suppose I'm going into those years where I just feel definitely things are slowing down. But you know, the word of God is all flesh is grass, and flesh really is just people. It's grass. It withers away. But there's an extra dimension I just felt where it says, all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. There's an extra dimension to man that God has put in us. There's a flower in that sense. You know, there's something in every one of us that can be admired in the flesh, whether it's beauty or brains or talent or music. Or there's all we people look at and we say, there's just something in them we admire, whether it's this celebrity culture, whether it's just, we know someone who's a wonderful musician, whether it's intelligent, there's an extra dimension to the grass that God has created, there's a flower of the grass. So even we have one aspect where, yes, we will fade away, we will perish, but there's a flower in us that God has put. But even that, all the beauty, the intelligence, everything that we makes up, unfortunately for us, in the natural, it says the flower thereof fades away. And I think we all know that we might find our beauty, our fitness, our brain, our ability, that flower that God has put upon us,
that we admire, it will fade. Not only have we the withering of death in that the future, this isn't a depressing message by the way, I'll get to the good bit, but we have the flesh withering, so it will die, but even as we live, the flower that we are, all that we look at and boast and say, oh my goodness, I was definitely better looking then, or I could do things better, that flower fades gradually. And as I say, even though we have to face death, we have to face the complete withering, but we also, in our life as we live, we watch the fading slowly of that flower of ourselves. But, you know, it continues on. It says that the word of God endures or lasts forever. And this word of God isn't just the Bible. It's not just the promises of God. It's not the prophecies of God. It's not it's just the story of Christ. This isn't just the word that God is talking about. You know, there was a word, it says we're being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. The day we were born again, this word that came into us, it changed us forever. So not only have we now a new birth, but we actually will face, we have a whole new death. Our death isn't going to be just the death of the flesh of the grass, or the fading of the flower. Because we have a new birth, we have a new death. And the word that came into us, it changed forever. It's an enduring force that lives within us. This isn't just the gospel, in the sense of just giving out the gospel. This is something that has, it's a force within us that will go on forever. And I was thinking about it recently, if you want to think about it, like people, Christians, born again, we actually have the secret of eternal youth. We have the secret that, like, for centuries people are looking for something to keep them young. But, you know, the Bible says that the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. It's just not kept or just keep going. It's actually renewed. We have a youth and in the Spirit of God that we haven't got if you're not born again. And I just came home to me recently, but my mother is 91 years of age, and I go and see her, and we have times of prayer together. And sometimes she gets my name mixed up. She calls me Auntie Brett, or she calls me her sister's name, and she gets my boy's names mixed up. And sometimes she can't remember. Like, she gets all confused where I am or where I'm going and different things. Most of the time I don't tell her anything because she just gets all confused. But something happened recently when I'd always have time of prayer with her. And we were praying. She got born again when she was 5, and she got baptized in the Holy Spirit a few months after that. And when we were praying one day, she started praying. And she sort of stopped. She was getting a bit mixed up in who to pray for and what to say. And she just suddenly then just, because the natural mind, the mind of who she is as May Mullen, my mother, it was fading. It was perishing. It was just not being able to function in and of itself. And what happened was she just began to speak tongues. She just began to pray. And it was like a revelation to me. The outward man perishes, but the inward man, that Spirit of God in her, could pray out as young as a 5-year-old, as a 10-year-old, as a 20-year-old. There was a renewal by the Spirit of God in her. And in that sense, the secret of eternal youth, we are fading away. But when the Spirit of God is in you, it says when you're born again of corruptible, incorruptible seed. And I was thinking about that, you know, at the end of the day, we're born again of incorruptible seed, but that seed will only burst out in our death. Like, we have a whole new life ahead. And as I said, that revelation to me about my mum, there's no 5-year-old Holy Spirit, there's no 20-year-old, there's no teenager Holy Spirit. When you're born again, that Spirit of God within you is as young as the day God created, as God is. And just to wind up here.
This is the word for today. Okay. I'm going to speak today. Sure. I just want you to just share with me.
So we can be forever young in God. And it was such a comfort to me. Like, I was thinking of my mother on her own. She's 91. She's home health. People come in. And life is quite boring, really. But one night I was with her, and because she can't go out as like she used to. And I was in the other bedroom, and I was listening to her praying, and she was praying for a while. And she just began to speak in tongues. And it was like a young person. It was just such a joy, a comfort to me to know that she has the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And, like, going to her isn't, like, life isn't, okay, there are the aches and pains, there's all that, but there's something else. There's, when you're born again, there's a whole new life inside of you. There's an inward man. And that's the blessing of the gospel. And, like, this isn't just a gospel, like, we throw out, oh, it's the word of God endures forever. This gospel that came into us, this word that came into us, it brought new life. But it brought it's a separate life from our flesh. It's never going to wither. It's never going to fade. It's not affected by time. It's a whole new life. It's a life created by God. And, like, his life is ageless, because he will live forever. And what thrilled me about this was, it says, but the word of God endures forever. We always think, oh, that's the Bible, and that's the gospel, and that's the promises, and that's the prophets. Of course, they'll be fulfilled, and we know they have to be fulfilled through Israel, and his coming again, and through trials and tribulations that are going to come in the world. That will endure forever until it's fulfilled. But then it says, and this is the word. What is the word we're talking about? What is the word that's changed us? This is the word which by the gospel, that's it, it's the gospel, the word of the gospel. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. What word are we talking about? We were praying on Wednesday night, we were talking about our testimony. And I know, yes, like, the word of the gospel, obviously we have to live in front of people. And they have to see that there is a Saviour, there is something different about us by our works. And, you know, it says, like, faith without works is dead. Yes, there is an evidence as Christians we do good works. But at the end of the day, the good works didn't save us. It was the gospel. And whatever happens at the end of the day, it'll be the word of God that will save people. No matter how many days of them or how much money we give, at the end of the day, it's only the gospel, the word of the gospel, that will change them. And it's the word of the gospel has done this for us. And, like, if we want to live forever in that sense, we want to have that secret of eternal youth, it's being born again. Like, we wake up in the morning, and okay, the day might have been great yesterday, but when as I say to you, you close your eyes, that life isn't affected by, that life in you isn't affected by your flesh. You can enter into it in the Holy Spirit, you can begin to pray and bless God and be renewed. Like a young, as they like it says, like a deer, like a young thing, like, you know, the calf from the stall leaping. And this is a wonderful salvation. And yeah, as I said, we know our lives, like, our should be a demonstration, we should be a salt. But, like, it was the gospel that saved me, it was someone giving me the gospel, telling me the word of God. And yet it wasn't even because of this person. Something happened supernaturally, this word created life, and it's never gone away. Never, ever gone away. Through all the trials and tribulations, through all we've been through with Caleb, and he's died two or three times, and all the difficulties. The wonderful place, I can close my eyes, and I can have a renewing in me with God. That life, it isn't old, or affected, or wrinkled, or damaged, or... you know, it's just a withering. It's in fact the opposite. God said his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. But God, I was thinking, how does God create new mercy? But it's mercy that's new, because I'm finding it new. His mercy is endures forever. But in my relationship to him, I can find a new aspect of his mercy that knew me every day. And I just finished. Yeah, it talks about the incorruptible seed. We were born of our parents of a corruptible seed, obviously, because the corruption is evident, unfortunately. We can see it every day we get older, and we only appreciate our youth when we get older. Corruption begins to manifest itself, but the incorruptible will manifest itself the minute we leave this body. There'll be a whole new bursting. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I just believe it must be just wonderful, something that's not corrupted. And and like the word of God, it says it's by the gospel. This is what showed me. This is the word. This is the word. The gospel is the word that will actually give you new life, give you the secret of eternal youth, of eternal renewing, of a daily renewing in God. And it says, I say the word of God is God. and God is his word. It isn't just a word as in a word. It's God. Who is into our lives? God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If it was just a scripture that came to our lives or a promise, no, God. And that, I can't get my head around that, but God. What I know when I close my eyes, and I know there's a life there that is just supernatural, that's just, not just a phrase born again, not some, it's just, you can't, it's like the wind, you can't touch it, but it's real.
Yes.
And this is the word which can be breathed upon us. You know, the Holy Spirit can breathe upon that word in us, God in us, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit can breathe upon that every day. And that's why I said, I just, such, when I, that day with my mother, I actually had it, I had the iPad, and I was thinking, she's such a month, she mightn't be here next week or next year, so I was doing the video of her, as she was praying, she had just had her eyes closed, and I was saying, I could just see the outward man perishing, even the vocal ability and mind ability to think of what she's to pray for, or how to pray, and how the release came. It's like the inward man is just young and new and fresh, and she was like a 10-year-old or a 20-year-old just praying and blessing the Lord, and I thought, this is such a hope. And even being filled with the Holy Spirit, of having a language that it doesn't depend on the ability of the mind. And I just think if there's no advantage in being baptized in the Holy Spirit, at least there's an advantage when I'm old, I can still pray. I won't have to think too much about what I'm supposed to pray for, that I can just have a release that goes beyond my mind. And so this is it, all flesh is grass, the glory of man, all our beauty, all the beautiful people we see, all the people we admire, that flower will fade. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And it doesn't live in a vacuum. He's qualifying, he's saying, this is the word. What's the word that will live forever? This is the word, which by the gospel. I know there's all the arguments about different aspects, but at the end of the day, God has given us a word. And what's the gospel? Christ has died, Christ has been, and Christ is coming again. And within those three phrases is a whole message. And if you know Christ has died for you, that he's risen for you, he's gone to sit at the right hand of God for you, and that you have a hope. I remember my son, when he got saved in the scripture, he was only 5 years of age. One was taken and one was left, you know, and when God came, there's all sorts of theology on that, but all I know is he got saved on the word of God, one shall be taken, and one will be given a bed, and one will be taken, and one was left. And I remember him at 5 years of age, but I don't want to be left. And Bill said, well, you know, Jesus is coming again, and you know you're going to be with him. And he just asked him until 5 years of age, and he's 18 now, and God has kept him. What has kept him? Not Joel. No. But the word of God in him. God in him. And I just pray that, you know, what is born of flesh is flesh. It's even the most beautiful of it. And we see it all around us. Beautiful people, beautiful abilities, marvelous intelligence. It's just a flower. But, you know, it's the flag of the gospel message that can tell you. And that can give us hope. Amen.
Amen.